transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, and breakthrough. As the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Selman, brings you God's word with accuracy and power.
Hallelujah. Let's hold hands together and just pray in the Spirit. Shadabakoto Setebala Hasada. Japotoko Setebalahata. Shadabrando Seketebala Katoshiatas. Lord, we believe in you. Zatush Katabranda Setebala Hasada Debala Katoshia. Lift your voice and pray. Shatapakoto Sebebelekata Zabreus Katapra Sababalaha Sababarakatush Zakate Kataparakatu Sababrekate Balada Jande Bredikate Paradaba. Sabarakato Shalabradikitira Shepakoto Soto Paratus Yadabalaha Sadabakotia Shandabakata Pratiketetarianda Sadabalabash. Take time to pray in the Spirit. Zadabalaha Shanabakatos Shapratas Kadabaranda Kato Shabrebetetekalokataria Dabakato Shabrebis Yadam. Shake away unbelief, shake away unbelief, shake away unbelief. Shabranda Sadabalada Baladaba. This is the place of encounter. Hey, hey. Tonight, this is the place of surrender. Shabalakatus Yadaba. This is the place where my life is changed. Do to me what you want. Hey, here I am in your presence. Do to me what you want. I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you want. Here I am in your presence, Lord. Do to me what you want. I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you want. Shalalalando sabalakatoshia balalaka. For the miracles that you will watch tonight, thank you. For the destinies that you will change tonight, thank you. For the lives that you will transform tonight, thank you. Shalabarando sabakatoshia bahasana. Don't be tired of praying, it's part of the meeting. Shabaranda sabakarekoshia bahasana balaba. We are making contact with the throne. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, truly let tonight be a night of encounter. Your people have come from far. Your people have come from near. The Lord is showing me a vision, and in this vision I'm seeing fire upon the legs of people. That's what I'm seeing in the spirit. Fire upon the legs of people. And the Lord is telling me he's giving people speed. 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 Shalabakote sikatela kata. Is giving people speed. Speed. That the powers that held you in one position are giving up speed. 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 We're going to sit down shortly. Let me just flow. I'm seeing at least 20 people who will begin to prophesy now as I speak. The power of the spirit is a strange grace. Utterances will come from your inner man. I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus, that prophetic spirit, there are words from the bowels of the spirit that he's releasing upon men and women. In the name of Jesus, let that anointing find the people. Utterances from the spirit. 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 This is the place of encounter. Tonight, this is the place of surrender. This is the place where my life is changed. Do to me what you want. We're going to sit down shortly. I'm just responding as the Holy Spirit is granting me grace. I still see that prophetic grace again. I see it again. Because what many of us are prophesying is our breakthrough, your very breakthrough. You are using your lips to speak. In the name of Jesus, I declare. In the name of Jesus, I declare. Let that grace find men and women right now. Let that grace find men and women right now. Let that grace find men and women right now. Let that grace sweep across this auditorium. Let that grace find men and women right now. Prophesy. I prophesied as I was commanded. Prophesy. Prophesy. Son of man, can these bones live again? Hallelujah. 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 Tonight is going to be an awesome encounter. We're soon going to sit down. But the Lord is showing me like a rope that is tied upon the waist of many people. I'm wondering, what's this for? And the Lord is telling me that this is the root cause of many recurrent sicknesses. Many recurrent sicknesses. And right now, the healing power of God is touching those people right now. The healing power of God is touching those people right now. Touching those people right now. Touching those people right now. I'm seeing people being healed of pains that have to do with the abdominal region. Abdominal region. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you already for what you are doing. Thank you already for what you are doing. Thank you already for what you are doing. Tonight we hand over this service Let it be an extraordinary encounter. Your people have made sacrifices to be here. Lord, we thank you for your visitation. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Please be seated. I welcome you to our miracle service for the month of July. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's my joy to be back home. It's been a very, very hectic week. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I honor everyone who has been able to make it for this miracle service, especially for those following online. The Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing flashes of light, and every time I see this, I know that it's a sign of angelic presence. And this is what I continue to see. Shabakato sikata. People are receiving ministrations of angels as I'm speaking now. They're just walking across, inside, outside, just walking silently. I'm seeing shadows, but these shadows are lights. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know exactly what they are doing, but I know that I see this operation moving. Lord, let nothing hinder the operation of the angelic. It's called a miracle service. Lord, begin to visit everyone one by one. One by one. One by one. One by one. I'm seeing a hand entering into the body of someone, literally, and drawing out something. I don't know what it is. It looks like, I don't know how to describe what I'm seeing now. But in the name of Jesus, this is happening to someone right now. This is happening to someone right now. And someone at overflow three. Someone at overflow three. I'm saying there is a mighty deliverance happening to someone at overflow three. The power of God, like light, is just coming upon you. Coming upon you and setting you free. Coming upon you and setting you free. Let's be sensitive tonight. Let's be very sensitive tonight. Something is happening here. Right here. Something is happening right here. I see a strange angelic activity. Something is happening here, like an impartation that is happening to someone. Is drinking of the wine of the spirit, an impartation that is happening to someone. Shalakato sedebrehete ketosiyadaba kalabrande seketi bradishki dediada sadabagati ketebelidia. Jalakoto subriatadas karatus yada baladaba. Let's just let the Lord do what he's doing. The Lord has not left this place. I'm still seeing rings of fire just going around this row, just going around this row, just going around this row. That's what I'm seeing, rings of fire. Some of it is an impartation of a grace and an anointing. A grace, an anointing. A grace, an anointing. Shatabalakatos. That's why you came. God sent you to come and receive something. He sent you to come and receive something. And he's releasing that grace upon you. Shifting your ministry to another dimension. Shifting your ministry to another dimension. Shabarakatos sabakata. Kante salakoto shekete baratis. Let's just allow God do what he's doing. I don't know what it is about this place, but mm-hmm. there are two men of God here, I'm seeing the grace for prophetic revelation. Prophetic revelation of scriptures. Receive it. It's coming on two people here. Prophetic revelation. Accurate insight. Shalakato sabaro de shikata. It is not by might, it is not by power, it's by the Holy Spirit, it's by my spirit. God wants to do a thorough work tonight, and please, I want us to cooperate with you. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord is leading me to stand here. I'm standing in this room, just right here. The angel of the Lord is leading me to stand here. I'm standing here and I'm seeing fire falling. Fire falling. Fire falling. Let it fall, O God. Stretch your mighty hand. O great one of Zion. The Lord is speaking to someone here. He's saying the reproach that your family went through from February till June, I'm taking away that reproach now. Of course, everybody will receive, but this is for a specific person. From February till June was a terrible month for your family, but the Lord is saying, I'm taking away that reproach right now. I'm taking away that reproach right now. I'm seeing a man of God here. Your ministry is not growing at all. You've done all you know to do, but I'm seeing something coming like a leather bag. And it's just coming on you. And the Lord is saying, it's a mantle that is shifting your ministry to a new dimension. The word of God is upon that person. The Lord is showing me a businessman. The last 3 years have been times of intense backwardness and sorrow for you in business. You are a very diligent person. You have searched and searched to know why this thing has not been working. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying, he's rising upon you and he's moving you in 2 months. I see 2 months. 2 months. He's pushing you to a strange dimension of results. 2 months. In 2 months, a strange testimony is coming. Please begin to pray in the spirit. Please begin to pray in the spirit. Please.
Hallelujah.
The first seven rows in overflow one. First seven rows, overflow one. I'm seeing a strange angelic activity happening there. First seven rows, overflow one. The anointing of the Spirit is sweeping. If you belong to the first seven rows of overflow one, I'm seeing a very strange impartation happening to someone there. First seven rows, overflow one. Father, this is why you brought us, to encounter something that will work. Someone outside is receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have desired it, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with evidence of praying in tongues. In fact, not just someone outside. I'm seeing this happening to people right now. People are receiving the baptism of the Spirit. The baptism of the Spirit. Those who have desired it for a while. I'm seeing that anointing fall on people, and people are receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and praying in other tongues. Praying in other tongues. Lord, we give you praise. We give you all the honor. Please be seated if you can. Once again, I welcome you. Please be very sensitive. Whether or not you are an usher, if someone is under the anointing close to you, just help the person. I welcome you once again to our July miracle service. I just want to acknowledge two people very quickly. Will I call it overflow four now? The overflow that extends to the roadside. There is one person there, the call of God is upon you. And as I'm speaking now, an anointing is coming on that person. The people, not overflow three, not overflow two, but towards the roadside. There is an anointing. The Lord is saying, by this anointing, I am confirming the call that I have for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're honored to have a number of people. People have come from far. I have been very humbled by the number of people following very closely the deliverance series. It only tells me that many people have been dying in silence and suffering secretly. And now that God is granting this opportunity, we thank him for it. It's truly a privilege. We have a few people from HICC Lagos, Pastor Omo Bowale. God bless you. Honored to have you. Thank you. She's the wife of one of the pastors. Adorable, adorable woman of God. They treated me so well, I didn't want to come back home when I was there. And then Miss Bolanle, God bless you. Thank you. Let's honor her. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Please be seated. We honor you from HICC in Lagos. And then I want to introduce someone, a very great man of God, all the way from the United States of America. Hallelujah. Please help me bless and honor Pastor Felix Bamirim. God bless you. Please come, sir. Please come. Let's honor him as he comes. Mighty, mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you, sir. I'll just give him a minute or two to just say hi. And we had an amazing time with him in Abuja. And I plan to revenge. This is a revenge mission for what happened. God bless you.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am so honored to be here. We have been following this ministry, the servant of God, Apostle Selman. I do not miss Colonia unless there is a very, very, and it must be a very, very important thing. And the United States is actually ready for you, sir. I can testify. The doors are opening and the ground is ready. And I have shared with you personally what happened. And the ground is ready for you. The nations are opening to you. You have blessed my life personally. You have blessed my friend's life, Pastor Shola Babalola. I'm sure he's hearing right now in Chicago, Illinois. So thank you so much for being a blessing to the world.
Amen. God bless you. I love you, sir. Thank you. Amazing man of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every other person here, you are welcome. This is Koinonia. And everything you have heard, get ready to experience it right now. Praise the Lord. You won't believe what the Holy Spirit told me while I just walked there. You notice I just rushed and I came back. I had something to share, but the Holy Spirit just spoke to me that I should just sing a song. We should just raise a song and that's it. So we're just going to walk. You know, let me tell you something. When you learn to walk with the Holy Spirit, your life will be a wonder. Sometimes we are too rigid and careless and proud, and we put our ego on the line and don't let him find the right of way. Don't forget that he is the one who is the Lord of hosts. Are we together? So we're going to sing. I don't know what song now. What song? David Damcom, just sing any song that God puts in your spirit. Get the mic. Someone give him the mic. Just as you sing that song, whatever it is, help that person. That song is the message. Listen carefully. While the song is going on, there is an anointing, and then I'll just begin to minister. So you can sit. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You don't have to stand. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You're not just ministering. There is grace upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will sing, and you will sing like a minstrel. And as you sing, that song will enter the spirits of people. And there are certain levels of spiritual knowledge that doesn't have to be taught. There are times that you can be still to know. You don't need to hear anything. I want you to be sensitive to the new dimensions that God is introducing us to. Be very sensitive. He's not just the God of the mountains, he's also God of the valleys. He can decide to begin to operate with new spiritual formulas. Your assignment is to be sensitive. I'm telling you, it's like electricity. This is the only way to describe it. And it's just moving from inside, outside. And this, the same way electricity powers a fan, electricity creates several things. That's what will begin to happen. Tonight is a night of deliverance. It's a night of impartation. Go ahead. You just be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing. Go ahead. Yahweh. Yeah.
joyful King of Israel, Adonai, Adonai. There is no King just like you. Let incense rise, harps we sound, Adonai.
Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to know me more. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. I want to reveal my presence to you. I want to reveal my glory to you. The Holy Spirit is ministering to us. I want you to know me more. You have known other things, but it's time to know me. The Holy Spirit is calling us into a deeper level of knowledge. I want you to know me more. I want you to know me more. That's what the Holy Spirit is ministering to me. To say, I want you to know me more. Man of God, woman of God, prophet of God, apostle of God, I want you to know me more. I'm calling you to a deeper level. A deeper level. A level beyond religion. A level beyond religion. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. I want to show you my presence. I want to show you my glory. I want to show you my presence. I want to show you my glory. The Holy Spirit is a person that can be known. The Holy Spirit is not just a mystery. The knowledge of Him is the victory of the saints. He is called a helper. He says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. He said, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. And He sent us His Spirit as the helper. The challenge is many people never pay attention. It takes time to know Him. It takes time to understand Him. It takes time to walk in His presence, but that time is worth it. Hallelujah! 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 It's restoring your prayer life. It's restoring your prayer life. He's putting coals upon your prayer life. The Lord, I see the spirit of prayer and supplication. He's restoring your prayer life. He's restoring your prayer life. You need it in this season. With this song, He's restoring your prayer life. He's restoring your prayer life. Hallelujah. He's restoring your prayer life. God is giving people grace for prayer, taking away spiritual laziness, taking away the excuses that have caused your altar to become barren of fire. He's planting a new fire. Without prayer, revival cannot come. Without prayer,
where revival cannot come, the Spirit of God in this miracle service is reigniting your prayer. You are not a believer if you don't pray. You are not part of His army if you don't pray. The grace to pray. The grace to pray. We are at the threshold of a new revival that is coming, and there must be a reintroduction of a fresh dimension of the spirit of prayer. We have seen measures, we have seen faces, but in this season, a fresh dimension. The devil has cheated many people, and we go to the place of prayer and just waste our time, and we really don't pray. But in the name of Jesus, restoration of that grace for prayer. Restoration of that grace for prayer. Restoration. Restoration of the grace for prayer. He will step in to set the captives free. In the spirit. song, let me tell you something. The kind of deliverance is not fighting demons, no. An establishment of the victory of Christ experientially upon your life. Are we together? And there will be a massive turnaround in a way that will surprise you. What is it? Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. I want you to really be angry tonight and insist that something must break open in your life. At the count of three, he will arise tonight as the God of Jeshua. The one that arises, he rides upon the wings of the sea. Listen, as you shout that name, it's not a ritual. All I see in this room now is just fire. And I know that the Lord is going to descend with a shout like the warrior that he is. Are we together now? Whether you are in the main auditorium, overflow 1, 2, 3, 4 by the road, following online, I want you with the simplicity of your childlike faith to shout that name, Jesus, and that fire will come upon you. Just let's have them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand by this apostolic and prophetic mantle, and I decree and declare, it's time to challenge and confront the gates of darkness. It's time for the sons of Jacob to possess their possessions. It's time for families to restore. Therefore, Lord, as we lift up this shout to hear in the spirit, I pray in the name of Jesus that every power and every source responsible for the retrogression in anyone's life and destiny, it's time for it to be true. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3. I command that spirit, I command that devil, bring them out. Shato, Sato, Shabarikata. That shout, I dismantle gates, I cause yokes and ordinances. By the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, bring them out. Please bring them out quickly in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing the spirit of delay. This delay is a wicked spirit. It can tie a life and can tie a destiny. Lift your hands. I see that fire locating a group of people. Lord, at the count of three, anyone here under the influence of delay, any family here, at the count of three, may that spirit leave you. 1, 2, 3. For your shame you shall receive double. The Lord is ministering very powerfully. I'm still praying over delay. Listen very carefully. I'm still praying over delay. Many of you do not even know that currently is delay in your ministry, in your life. Any dimension you should have entered but have not entered is delay. I say it again. I stretch my hands by this anointing in the name of Jesus. Let the fire that will end delay fall upon you now. Let the fire that will end delay fall upon you now. Let the fire that will end delay fall upon you now. Until the spirit be poured upon us from on high, and then the wilderness will be counted for a fruitful vine, and a fruitful vine be counted for a forest. I want to pray. I don't know what keys results from our lives. There are many well-meaning believers. There are many well-meaning individuals. You have hands, but you can't eat. There is a song we used to sing growing up. It says some have food but cannot eat. Some can eat but have no food. This is the category I want to address now. You have capacity but no results. Gifted but not rewarded. Gifted but not blessed. Anointed but no one is placing a demand on your grace. Shalakatos, shalakatos, ma shalakatos kete 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 kete. Ente rokas kobara hashene kete balakata. Skabaratos zanda takatos shadia. Epe kete zata. Makatos kabarakatos. Ente sekete zeketa. Japaru kasabaya kata. Ente kodos sharakata. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, whatever has hindered your productivity, may the fire of the Holy Ghost separate you and that spirit now. Separate you and that spirit now. There's a category of people God is ministering to me right now. Just walk with me. You always do the wrong things. There is a spirit that makes you do the wrong things, the wrong business, the wrong relationship, the wrong friends. You don't know why everything in your life, when there is trouble, that's when you come. Anything good happening, you will go away from it to evil. He says, the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. That means a man can be led into temptation. And he said, deliver us from evil. Lead us not. A businessman can be led into destruction, led into temptation. A precious anointed lady with a great destiny can be led into temptation. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Listen, one of the most treasured gift that you must covet in your life is the ability to hear God clearly. The times we live in now, guess what will punish you again and again? He said, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want." Here's how I quote it: "If the Lord is my shepherd, then I shall not want." When you are, many of us hear demons clearly, you hear spirits clearly, you hear voices, nonsense voices clearly. You don't need to pray to hear them. But do you know that many of us now, even our dreams have been hijacked and manipulated? You don't even know whether it's God speaking now or not. They come as an appearance of light, but the message is not consistent with the integrity of God. So you don't even know what to believe again. Dreams are prophetic avenues for the speakings of God to reach the saints, but they can be hijacked and manipulated by the powers that be. A lady can be manipulated to reject her husband. A gentleman can be manipulated to reject his wife. A person can be manipulated to reject his voice, his job. There are many people, they got jobs, a spirit told them leave. They thought it was God and they left it. I'm seeing, the Lord is showing me a vision. Be sensitive, something will happen here now. And I'm seeing people in the realm of the spirit, but I'm not seeing ears. Imagine like a man, no ears. This is what I'm seeing. Now I understand by this vision what the Bible says, he that hath an ear. Physically, we are supposed to have ears. But right now, in the name of Jesus, this is not for everybody. Hold on. I'm praying right now. There is a grace that will open the hearing of people. I stretch my hands. Lord, where are they? The men and women that need to hear you in this season, for ministry to move forward, I stretch my hands representing the hands of God, and I command the hearing ears be open now. Please help them be open now. Be open now for business. Be open now for ministry. Be open now for your career. Be open now. Hallelujah. And Isaac sowed in that land. He sowed in a specific, there is a geography to increase. It doesn't just happen everywhere. There are people today, if the devil wants to destroy them, he will give them visa to UK. They will think it's breakthrough. Not every open door is anointed. There are times the devil destroys you by opening doors. It's not always closed doors. There are open doors that are open doors towards doom. He said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Thou shalt show me the path of life. He said, for it is in your light that we see light. We're going to cry for divine direction. Many destinies are tied down now because of divine direction or lack of it. Lord, what is the next phase of my life? You can't remain like this and just sit down. What is the next season? What is your blueprint? Lift your voice and pray. Show me, oh God. I buy into the mind of the Spirit. What is your communication for my ministry, for my life in this season? I don't want to be found where you were. I want to be found where you are. Pray. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Not what he said. What he's saying. What he's saying. What he's saying. He said the Spirit speaketh expressly. Not the Spirit spoke. The Spirit speaketh expressly. Direction, O God. Listen. Listen. Let me talk to us a little. Especially, I know that a generation of young people were very proud. We just believe that just because we went to school, we can determine the course of our lives with intelligence. No. Destiny is not just academics and education. You must cry per time, per second for revelation. This ministry, by the grace of God, we are where we are because, not just because of the ability to hear God, but the ability to stay until He says move. Tiredness can tell you to move. Weariness can tell you to move. He said, if your presence goeth not with us, don't send us from here. Oh God, we are not going. Do you know it is costly to go without God? It's cheaper. The pain of your waiting is cheaper than the pain of knowing that you are where God is not. There are men of God that started well, but people encourage you and say, this is how they do it in ministry. When you get to this level, this is the next step. And you foolishly took a step that ate away your destiny and your progress and your blessing. Hallelujah. It matters that we understand times and seasons, and that we can wait until God says move. I remember after our second crusade in this ministry, the next year we're discussing and they say, where are we going? I went to the Lord and the Lord said, you are not going anywhere. And I said, okay, we're not going anywhere. But I thought we'd do it every year. Be careful. The ritual of religion can destroy you. God used to do this way. It doesn't mean He has to do it the same way. The most important thing is, let it be Him doing it. Treasure of my heart and of my soul, in my weakness you are merciful. Redeemer of my past and present wrongs, you're the holder of my future days to come. Nothing in this world satisfies. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. We live our lives, being in a hurry is not the same thing as speed. God is a God of speed. I don't know why I'm preaching this now. This is part of the miracle service. God is the God of speed, but God is not the God of rush. There is a difference between speed and rush. Many of us, the Spirit of God is speaking to someone here. You need to calm down. The way you are running with your life, you are going to land in trouble. The way you are running with ministry, you will land in trouble. The way you are approaching marriage, the way you are approaching destiny, you will land in trouble. Culture and the sociological context of our living can mount pressure on us to run ourselves to the ditch. My soul, wait thou upon the Lord. God is a God of speed, but until He speaks, you are on your own. It's amazing how you can be running for many years and find out that you are not moving. Running but not moving. And here comes a man, as weak as he is, but he can walk at the pace of God. And more can be achieved in 1 month with God than 10 years alone. Have you not learned the excellency of walking with God? He said, for with God all things. Without God, outside of God, there are things that are not possible. Apostle, my life, I don't want to be a failure. Age is already not on my side. I must make sure that I build a house now. And God is saying, calm down, son. You have handed your life over to me. Let me be Lord of your life. I say, Lord, you don't know the pressure that is coming from my family. Let's be careful. Satan comes to attack us at the points of our vulnerability and hijacks us. Don't miss the series on Friday. We're rounding up the deliverance series. Are we together? God is already speaking. That's what leads many of us to this life of hustling, putting your hand in everything and just rushing around. And they say, why? Say, man must work. All those nonsense cliches must get out of your life and your mind. If God does not lead me, I'm not going nowhere. You may call me irresponsible, but let me die waiting. My soul, wait thou upon the Lord. It's now a foreign experience to many of us to wait. Gone are the days that people will say, I'm waiting. People just think waiting is fasting from 6 to 6. Waiting means waiting. The Bible says, except the Lord build a house. Listen very carefully. It says, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over a city. Man of God, listen, businessman. It says, the watchman watcheth but in vain. And my Bible says, it is vain to wake up early in the morning and then to sleep late in the night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. Only to eat the bread of sorrow. I'm speaking to someone, be tired of the bread of sorrow. The bread of sorrow does not fill. The Bible says he gives his beloved sleep. There are many pastors that just get up and feel anointed and just go and rent one small auditorium and punish themselves, punish their wives, punish the few people that believe in them, because they think ministry is just about opening a place and then we have the guts to tell people come. It's not that way. Paul, a man approved of God. Jesus, a man approved of God. Is God speaking to us? We need to have results in our lives. We're still praying. But you see, God is not a herbalist. No. There are systems. There is a way that he works. And one of the ways that he works is to direct men. And thou shalt hear a voice from behind saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Walk ye in it, and you will find rest for your soul. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? It matters. God is interjecting this miracle service to just minister to someone and say, you are hurrying up too much. You think it's breakthrough. You are running. You will soon find out that you've been around the same jungle. For someone, after this service, you need to go and calm down with your life and say, I've been running since 2005. What have I done with my life? Absolutely nothing. Oh, come Lord Jesus. Come and direct me. Give me direction. Are we together? The race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the strong. Not even bread for them that are wise. When a man subscribes to the direction of God, your life may look controversial for a while, but all that will be before you is beauty and glory. Then your life will become Beulah and Hephzibah, the delight of the nations, the excellency of waiting. The hardest thing for a believer to do is to wait. It's easy to rush. It's easy to do a lot of things. You will make more mistakes in your life rushing. There is power in waiting. Are we together? There is power in waiting. We're going to pray for the sick now. There's a lot to do tonight. But listen very carefully. If this message is for you, then I want you to receive it from the depth of your heart. You know, when we come like this, there are various things that the Lord is doing to several people. Not everyone is sick. Not everyone is oppressed. But a word can come and God says, be careful. There are people about to relocate now to regions. They've not sought God. They just assumed. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. There is no place on earth called greener pastures. Greener pastures is a spiritual location. It's where the voice of God for you is. God is already helping someone. How many Nigerians smuggled their way through the desert trying to get to lands because they believe? The only difference between your locality and any locality in the world is a greater propensity to discern, appreciate, and reward value. That's all. They have a greater propensity to discern, to appreciate, and to reward value. You can be where you are if you are truly directed by God, and he will come to you and bless you. Are we together now? How many of you are trusting the Lord to touch you or touch your loved ones? We are going to do it very fast, because the second session of this prayer, I want to settle down and really, really pray seriously and just dismantle a number of things in our lives. The grand finale will be on Friday. But then you are here, we're going to pray for the sick now. I promise that we'll do that very early so that we can finish and then attend to other issues. Now, you may not be sick, listen carefully, but if you are a man of God, it's an opportunity to watch. Lord, what are you doing? How does this thing work? What can I learn? You must remain a student. We're all students in the school of the Spirit, ever learning, but in this case, in that learning, coming to the knowledge of the truth. Are we together? You are trusting God for a healing miracle. If you are in overflow one, now hold on. I want to specifically minister to barren people myself. So if you have any case of barrenness, whether you are in overflow one, two, or three, please, I want to minister to you myself. Please make your way very quickly and come stand. You're trusting God for a miracle. Let's do it very, very fast. There is a lot to do. Very fast. The worship team will lead us and just charge the atmosphere for us while we do this very fast. And then at the same time, to save time, at the same time, your requests, your prayer requests, if you're here and you're yet to write your prayer request, go ahead. You can spare a few minutes to just write it. Now, please listen very carefully. Except whoever is laying hands on you, maybe asks you or prophesies to you or does whatever, you just, once they touch you, just go back to your seat. Some of you, I notice they touch you and you move to the other side of the line and still stand. It's unbelief. Praise the Lord. Or you are saying, okay, you don't know my problem is here, and you are touching here. The Lord is showing me something about this woman. You don't have fallopian tubes at all. Oh my God. They've removed it. Your husband got another wife? Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do? Sisters, let me tell you something. I'm not trying to embarrass this precious lady. I don't know you. I'm just seeing you for the first time. I'm not a woman, so I can't pretend to say I know what is happening here. But for a woman to not have fallopian tubes all removed, and now it has scattered your marriage, let me ask you a question, and I'm asking it boldly. Do you believe that God can give you new fallopian tubes? Where are you coming from? Madam, let me tell you, there is a God that sits in heaven. God is not a herbalist. He's a miracle worker. Put your hand on your stomach. Look at me. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. In the name of Jesus. Father, that's all right. I decree and declare brand new fallopian tubes. The God that doeth wonders. Brand new fallopian tubes. I say it again. Brand new fallopian tubes. Madam, allow for some time and go and check yourself in the hospital. Give Jesus praise. Please help this woman. It's an elderly woman. Help her. Help her. Social help. In the name of Jesus, Mama God is delivering you in Jesus' name. The Lord is showing you somebody. You will sing, you will go back to your singing. I just want to. I'm seeing that someone, the power of God is going to come upon you here. You're here right now on the line. I want to prophesy to that person. I just saw a flash of light, a very strong anointing. Bring the person. The Lord is rolling away the reproach in your life. And the Lord is telling me he's breaking the power of witchcraft over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I declare to you, not only will you or your brother be healed, I decree and declare salvation comes to your family now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please sing for us that song, Creator of the Universe.
Creator of the Universe, what can you do? What can you do?
Looking at you in the realm of the spirit, and I'm seeing fibroid. Is that true? How long? 7 years. Fibroid. Confirmed in the hospital. That devil is going to leave you now. in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have children, ma?
I've not married.
You are not married? Oh my God. Now you be God,
Almighty God. You know me,
I'm
Everyone say after me, in the name of Jesus. Please shout it, say in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over the next half of this year. Hear the word of the Lord. Become for me seasons of signs and wonders. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Everyone. Make sure you are praying.
Praise God.
Please keep praying, keep praying. Let it become for me seasons of signs and wonders. Seasons of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Please, let's be serious. Say in the name of Jesus. Every dimension of grace, every dimension of the anointing required for my next level of exploits, I receive it tonight in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and please pray. Every dimension.
Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen.
That's the next prayer point.
We prophesy everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be returned.
One more time.
And I will restore unto you the years that the canker worm, the caterpillar, and even the palmer worm has taken. Say in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that everything that has left my life and destiny that should not have left, I call you back by prophecy. Lift your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Declare that you might just be justified. Declare. Declare.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Say it again, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare over my loved ones, hear the word of the Lord. This is your season of rising. Lift your voice and prophesy over your loved ones. Please believe what you are saying. Prophesy. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, this is your season of rising. A new level, a new dimension in the spirit. Exodus 14:14 says, the Egyptians you see today, he said you will see them for no more forever. I like you in the next 5 minutes. Everything that has attempted to mock God in your life, don't be afraid. Open your mouth and declare that under this atmosphere of the anointing of the Spirit, you are living my life and my family forever. Open your mouth and pray. Declares thou that ye mightest be justified. Pray. Don't entertain unbelief. I curse poverty. I curse failure. Pray. Jesus, curse the fig tree. Jesus, say it again, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that my help comes from above. I decree and declare that my help comes from the Lord. And in this season, I prophesy to my destiny, Ebenezer, receive the help of God. Lift your voice and pray. Comfort help.
Thank you.
Listen, let me tell you this. We're still praying. Many of us here, all you need is the ministry of helpers. Are we together now? The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Do you know why he spoke about the hills? Because God used the strategy of the hill to protect the people. Every time there was war, he would lead them up the hill. And if they got there, there would always be victory. Remember Elijah? When there was time for any contest, he would say, go up the hill, Mount Carmel, Mount Zion, Mount this and that. And so he said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. But he said, no. Where comes my help? He said, my help, the hill is only a strategy. The hill is not my source. And then he says, my help cometh. That means just like faith, help too cometh. Faith cometh, help cometh. Your help can come from other places. By divination and witchcraft, a man can attract a system of attention, but he will pay for it. Listen, Ebenezer is a revelation of the hand of God that can help a man. Blessed is a man that finds help from God. Many people are suffering because there is no help. Life can be cheap when there is help. Believe me when I tell you this. How much is the rent that the God of heaven cannot pay it? How much is it? What is the job issue? With a single signature, a man's life can change. But I told you, every man who helps you has relatives who are in need. It takes a grace and anointing to compel them to leave those who they are connected by blood and come to help you. This world is too wicked for any kind of kindness to happen by default. I'd like you to cry, Father, in this season, I'm ready to receive of the ministry of destiny helpers. Please open your mouth and cry. Be serious. Some of you are looking at me. Pray. In the name of Jesus, we're still praying. This prayer session is a very major part of tonight's miracle service, and I want you to pray because people are receiving results. We're still going to pray over the issue of help. Let me tell you the truth, brothers and sisters. You see, this ministry, by the grace of God, is a product of the help of God. My life as a person is a product of the help of God. It is vain, my Bible says, to wake up early in the morning and then to sleep late in the night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. He said, for he giveth his beloved sleep. There are men of God that need help. There are anointed people that need help. There are intelligent graduates that need help. There are married men and women that need help. The Holy Spirit is called a helper. The mercy of God can create a platform for help. I've taught you this. We are going to pray. If you don't pray, it will not happen. I want you to be tired of your current level financially. You all, God can step in, and you have value. You have packaged your value, but there is no system of placing a demand. You must cry to the heavens, lift your voice, and pray from the depth of your heart. Prophesy to the north. Prophesy to the south. Prophesy to the east. Prophesy to the west. Where is the raven that came and fed Elijah at Brook Cherith? My God, arise for me as a helper. Shakatoska barakato shekete verkata. Shata barakatosh. Shakata kata 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 kata. Rakata barakato shekete verkete kete kete lekata. Shama sonda barakatos yata kata. Help for my family, O God. We cry for your help. Pray for your business. Arise, O God, as a helper. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, then we were like them that dream. And then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for us. He said, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again the captivity of Zion, like the streams of the Negev. Lift your voice and labor in the place of prayer. Shabakatakato bashana malakata. Skataprakato setenegetea. Everything that is alive grows. I provoke growth in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still praying over the issue of help. Listen, you are going to pray for your loved ones. I know this about Africa. If you rise alone, you will not remain there. In Africa, as you rise, you pray for your loved ones to rise too. If you are the only successful person out of 15 people, they will stretch you and drain you. If Joseph and his brothers were also equally successful, they would not persecute him. But he was one out of many. I saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing to one person. And the brother said, no way. And they walked him out. My Bible says that a man's enemies shall be the members of his own household. Sometimes it's not binding and casting. Lord, show them mercy too, so that as I'm rejoicing, they will rejoice and leave me in peace. Are you ready to pray? Say, in the name of Jesus, I provoke divine help over my loved ones. I prophesy to them that in this season, receive the help of the Lord. Lift your voice and pray for your loved ones. Financial help, spiritual help, career help. Sasa sata toba shana makata, shana makata sana nakata kala koto siyata. Help, oh God. Shabakatos, shabros kete barakatos shana makata. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37. And he took me in the spirit of the Lord, and he took me to a valley, and the Bible says that valley was full of bones, and it says the bones were very dry. Bones don't dry up in one day. It means they have been there for a long time. We want to visit age-long situations that have refused to go. You were born and you met that problem. You have become an adult. You have met that. No, it must go. That it has stayed long does not mean it's valid. Say, in the name of Jesus, every dry bone in my life and in my family, hear the word of the Lord. I decree and declare, let life come to you now. Lift your voice and pray. Prophesy life. Your father lost his job since 1991. Till today, he has not gotten a job. Sabakatakata. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. hear the word of the Lord. All ministry, hear the word of the Lord. All business, hear the word of the Lord. All destiny, hear ye the word of the Lord. The Bible declares that where the word of a king is, there is power. Hallelujah. And he said, son of man, what seest thou? He said, son of man, prophesy to these bones and say, O bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. And all of that, he said, and as I prophesied, as I was commanded, there was a sound and then a shaking. Notice that the bones began to look for themselves, meaning they have the ability to restructure themselves. Kabalakota shikata. And then the bones were there, but there was no life. He says, son of man, prophesy again to the four winds and say, O wind, breathe upon this slain. And the wind came and breathed upon the bones, and there arose an exceeding great army. Listen, God is able to turn a man's captivity overnight. He said, have you ever heard that a city gives birth in one day? But he said, as soon as Zion travails, we know that birth is 9 months, but something can happen to the rod of Aaron and it can bud overnight with no root. I like you to say, Lord, let the supernatural work in my life in this season. Business at a supernatural rate, ministry at a supernatural rate. If it is the Lord's doing, then it must be marvelous in my eyes. Lift your voice and pray. As soon as Zion travails, as soon as Zion travails, she shall put forth a son. As soon as Zion travails, pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The apostle said, I desired once again to come to you, but Satan hindered us. Your breakthrough desired to come to you, but Satan hindered it. Your helpers desired to come to you. Have you seen a situation, Ejimi, where someone is about to bless you, but before you reach your helper, your enemy got there before you and told them something that turned their minds against you? He said, the rod of the wicked will not fall upon the lot of the righteous, lest they dip their hands in iniquity. Please, I'd like you to be angry in your spirit and pray. We're not here to waste time. Brothers and sisters, this is how victory is legislated and established in the kingdom. Are we together? It says to not be ignorant of the devices, the methodologies, from the word stratomai, the methodology of Satan. There are methods. It said, do not let your good be evil spoken of. Have you seen that? That's a method. That I call you and Satan makes me interpret it as sarcasm. I just call you to say, how are you? And he says, so you are mocking me. It's important that your good is interpreted as good. Jesus went to a city and they didn't receive him. Do you think they just didn't, please carry your healing rubbish and go? How many men of God were sent by God to families to help them, but the devil changed their perception over that grace? Say, no, anything pastor, they are all riffraffs, they are beggars, they are liars, they are hungry people, they just want my money. It's a strategy. Someone wants to teach you something and help you, say, no, this guy don't, no. I desired once again to come to you, but Satan hindered us. How many people today would have been helped by God? Are we together now? You heard that they are applying jobs. But the devil made you feel that just because there are people scamming people everywhere, the job that was your own was a scam too. And you sat down and said, no way. And today you are still employed. We need to cry to God to help us know what is of God and what is not of God. Because many times they look the same. It's the spirit of discernment that will help you. Five people may be cheating you, but the sixth person may be genuine. And you can't, you draw anybody that comes, and then you remain poor and broke forever. There are families today, you never talk about anything good. Sir, they gave us a prayer. No. That's how that useless prophet came and prophesied and collected my 100,000. Don't bring any man of God here. Whereas the person who God was sending was like Elijah to the widow of Zarephath. The fact that there is evil does not mean the grace of God is insufficient. Please listen to me. There are people today who have been ordained to be blessed, to listen, but Satan has clouded their minds so that they are cynical about everything that is God. Are we together? I remember a few years ago, I went to a house to pray for them. I was invited. And I got to the house. I usually don't go to people's houses to pray for them. And I went to the house and I just saw the man, the owner of the house, the sarcasm and the look that he was looking at me. Here they come, these hungry young men again. I tried to greet him. I even held wine for them so that there's no suspicion. And that man, from what I saw, didn't have up to 2 months to live. And I sat down, I was talking with the family, and the man was just looking, you know, all this, do and leave my house. Until by the mercies of God, God began to speak to him. At the end of it was him that escorted me out. He said, you are, my friend, collected my, I said, look at this man would have missed his miracle. Brothers and sisters, some of our loved ones, you know what I'm saying, are like that. Their blessings kept passing for the last 10 years. They organized a program near your house. And they say, no. Once it is not you, it is not God. It's an error. What of business opportunities? Just because people have been scammed here, just because something came out and something happened there, anything business, God forbid, don't even mention anything. Oh, sorry, dear son. No. Don't talk to me. And then you remain poor and broke and say, God, what is wrong? He told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. In life, it takes audacity to know when your opportunity comes. 28 of Genesis, God came to Jacob, and Jacob, out of his fear and cynicism, was not ready for that visitation. The next verses would lead him to the house of Laban, where he learned by his pain. By chapter 32, he was ready. The Bible says when God came again, he held him. He said, whether you are not God, I will shall hold you. It's in your holding I will find out. I won't let you go till you bless me. He said, what is your name? He said, Jacob. He said, thou shalt no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with God and you have prevailed. And he touched his thigh and blessed him. And the Bible says, then the sun arose and he called the name of the place Peniel. For he had met with God face to face. I have seen God face to face and my life arose. And the Bible says, then the sun arose. Because it is the breaking of the day that comes with joy. For as long as it is night, weeping endures. Are we together? I want us to maximize these meetings. Let's not just come before God and fulfill the ritual and then share the grace and go back. It's time for us to move. The Bible says, how forcible are right words. You are hearing something that is waking you up and challenging you. Are we together? I think I took, I don't know if it was a whole month or so, to pray for destiny helpers. Jimmy, your life is stranded until a helper comes. I know this. There was a man who was so crippled he could not walk, and Jesus came to town. He heard about it but could not get there. But certain people came. Your helpers will insist till you are blessed. Listen, a helper is not a well-wisher. A well-wisher is just a sociological being with a sense of empathy. A helper is sent and ordained. His ministry continues till you rise. Some men came to David in a cave called Adullam, and they vowed that we must make you king. You are seeing a man who is already weak, no result. When your helpers come to you, it will look like a charm. There will be no reason for them to remain. They will call you, have you gotten the job, sir? No, sir. I'm going to Abuja for you. And you start saying, I hope there's no string attached. No. I only saw myself helping you in a dream. Are we together? Every destiny helper has those in need. Please hear me. Graduates, hear me. Oh, every space for a job has hundreds of thousands of others connected. But when God decides to help you, he said, Jacob have I loved. Jacob have I loved. Hallelujah. Jacob have I loved. God changes the rules as if it's unfair to you. Abba, there is such a dimension. The helper of Israel. When you labor and labor and labor and labor, you'll be lying to say you are giving God glory. There are many testimonies that are just a product of carnality. The way you suffered for that miracle is why you cannot give it when God places a demand. Greed has an explanation. When you acquire by labor and suffering and hardship, you can't give. But if it's freely you received, if freely you will give. Are we together? Your destiny is one helper away. By the privilege of God's grace, I've been privileged to be a destiny helper to many people. And overnight, they got jobs without interview. Just because I happen to know someone in a position of influence. And I say, sir, please, there is someone. Can you help me? I say, Apostle, if it's you, that's it. The same way someone too has spoken. It's the help of God. We rise by his help. Your business will open up by his help. Everything you have is needed on earth. But it takes God to connect you to a man who is unashamed about his need for your grace. It is the help of God that brought us here, brothers and sisters. The help of God. There are pastors that need the help of God. You can blow balloon and put it around. You can do everything and find out that the people come and say, it's cold. Don't we take tea in this church? And be sarcastic towards you. Yet somebody called by God to help you will stand in the rain and say, I'm sent and I'm not going anywhere. When last did you receive help in your life? When last did you receive help? Please hear what I'm telling you. Do you know if you do things alone and by yourself, you are not blessed? Even if you succeed in doing it. Help. Help. That God arises for a man and say, young men, establish within 10 years, but I have chosen promise that in 1 month, I will walk a walk in your life that if it were told you, you would not believe. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, someone called me. He's planning on getting married, and he went and collected the list just 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the list was quite voluminous and it challenged him. And he called me that he's trying to seek advice whether it's the will of God or not. I told him, I said, no, that is a foolish concern. Are you seeing? You labored with a lady to go and meet her parents just because of the enormity of the list. You are now seeking whether it's the will of God, going behind. What is there to ask whether it's the will of God or not? Listen, I know that it looks like it's just a joke, but it's a serious issue. How many people have gotten high blood pressure because there is no help? No help. Ask the medical doctors, they will tell you. You buy a car alone. You look for food alone. You walk alone. You seek counsel by yourself. You advise yourself. No helper. You see people moving like Cain all around. Nobody to help. Nobody to advise you. Their pastor, Pastor Bolaji. Do you know sometimes Pastor Bolaji would call me and say, man of God, how is everything happening? I hope here in the north there's nothing, you know, this and that, you're fine, everything. And I say, oh pastor, you're a busy man, why do you have to do this? And he said, we need to encourage ourselves. And I say, my God, help, help, help. Are you ready for God to really help you? Our message is by the grace of God. Are being spread on eagle's wings is by the Spirit, but is through the help of men. 70% of the invitations where I go to, somebody stands maybe in a church council to say, bring this man of God. I know. See, all these people from the north. No. I know this one. Who knows you enough to speak for you at the gates? Because there are times you are not permitted to enter the chambers where your value is needed. But it will take Mordecai. Mordecai is outside, but Mordecai needs to find favor with the king. But it will take God using someone inside. Joseph is in the prison but destined for the throne. A wine presser needs to plead your case before the king. One more time, Father, listen, whoever must rise up and be an instrument to shift me to the next level, please send them my way. I cry that you pray with all your heart. Men can be helped of God. My help cometh from the Lord. There were many widows in Zarephath. They all needed help, but to none was Elijah sent except a widow in Zarephath. How about the rest? There were many widows also needing help, but God chooses to send a prophet to just one of them. Hallelujah. The last prayer point, and then we'll pray here. The Bible says, according as his divine power, please listen, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. To life, I will never be the man of God who will teach you to live a defeated life at the expense of your spiritual growth. No. There are matters that pertain to life. There are matters that pertain to godliness. His divine power covers them all. So I can excel in the matters that pertain unto godliness and still excel in the matters that pertain unto life. I should not serve God and tell my children to go and beg a neighbor for food. He says, since I was young, now I am old, I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg for bread. You know, many believers, in their carnality and the depravity of wisdom, they think that when you begin to focus about the matters of life, it's a sign that you are becoming less spiritual. I can tell you from experience that the pain that comes from the issues of life can make you ungodly. Are we together? The ladies that go into prostitution, do they go into prostitution with poor men? The young men that join occults, all these cult groups, vibrant young people, and the next thing you see, they are in a devilish cult somewhere. It's easy for us to criticize them, but you will be surprised that it's from that occult they are feeding their families. Compassion is the ability to be touched with the feelings of people's infirmity. As a man of God, I must be compassionate enough about your situation. Thank God for your spiritual life, but I want you to do well. That's what success means. Are we together? I have food in my house right now, but do you have food? Only a wicked man of God will enjoy and rise at the expense of the rising of others. A true shepherd lays down his life, doesn't climb on the sheep. Some of you sow into my life. I must teach you how others will also sow into your life. It can't be all about me. You are bringing seeds, you are blessing me, and I'm seeing the benefit of it to my spiritual life. But how about you? I came with a passion tonight. If one person rises in a ministry alone, is that a blessing? No. He called many sons to glory, not a few. There are many of you with business ideas. There are many of you with ministries. There are many of you desperately waiting for a job. And men are beginning to say, where is your God? You are no longer young. You have been praying and fasting and doing all of this. If you cannot bring fruit that befit your walk with God, we will stop you from coming for Koinonia, or we will stop you from doing this. And God wants to arise and prove himself mighty. Why wouldn't you pray well when you eat well? Why wouldn't you pray well when you the receipt of your children's school fees is being paid for? I have the privilege by the mercies of God to support many families here. And sometimes my eyes are full of tears. After a powerful meeting and I see someone standing and say, sir, my children. Once upon a time, two dear ladies here for 5 years, Ejimi, just to buy jam form. Beautiful, wonderful, godly ladies. And that's exactly what Satan wants. After the prayer, after falling under the anointing, you get up and your needs remain. And you sit in the night and say, look, can't I do something? The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest they dip their hands in iniquity. Many of us have dipped our hands in iniquity simply because of the hunger that is in your belly. Was it not hunger that took Israel to Egypt? Talk to me. Was it prosperity that took them there? No. There was hunger in the land, and Israel had to go to Egypt to look for food. They went to Egypt and stayed until they became slaves. When they began to say, it's time for our exodus, Pharaoh looked at them and said, you are beginning to find some level of convenience. Don't give them straw. It's because you are giving them straw that they have the time to even call upon the name of the Lord. Leave them to find straw by themselves. And they say, Moses, don't go to Pharaoh again. Every time you want to rise, it's like a thermometer. The devil tries to make sure that there is a harsh climate, economically and otherwise. I stand to tell you, you can be of influence, you can be prosperous, and you can be spiritual. Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with men. The Lamb's wife is a balanced woman. He said, come and I will show you the Lamb's wife. He said, and he showed me a city that was equal in length, equal in breadth, equal in depth. Any doctrine that does not preach that balance is not presenting the Lamb's wife. You are showing something else. The Lamb's wife is a balanced city. The church of God must arise and help believers to do well in life. This, you see a lot of people, prayer warriors, torn trouser, torn destiny. You just see them move around. You now go to say, I want to marry you. And the girl's father says, if I ever see you near the corridor of my house. You say, but I praise. I say, so what? We keep mocking the name of the Lord. There are many people. Do you know that the times that I've had counseling people, a major reason why people backslide and leave God is that they get to a level in life now where the matters of life stand glaring before them, and they are surprised that as spiritual as they are. Now the church started as a prayer meeting and you were doing well, healing the sick. Now suddenly you have gotten to a size where you need rent. And you just realize that per use is 100,000. Your prayer life just starts going down slowly. All of a sudden, you find out that your wife is pregnant. And they say, just bring something just to test and make sure she's fine. Say, I don't have anything. Say, well. The God that we serve is a victorious God. Are we together? Many of you have the heart to support the kingdom, but the means is not there. Listen to me. For as long as you are not empowered, you will remain a slave in life. I give you a guarantee. For as long as you are not empowered, you will remain a slave. The anointing comes upon you, but alongside the anointing is capacity for influence. It took a man of influence called Joseph of Arimathea to get Jesus from the cross. It was not a prayer warrior that brought Jesus from the cross. A prayer warrior supervised his birth, but a wealthy man supervised his resurrection. We're a ministry of prayer. We're a ministry that fasts. We're a ministry of the word, but we must be a ministry with results that are all round. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things, not some things. The last prayer point. Like Naaman, you may be the captain of a great army. The Bible says he conquered valiantly, but he was crippled. The one or two areas in your life, I'm giving you a personal time of supplication now. One or two areas in your life that must balance this equation to present Christ well. Let's cry together and say, God, you have done well in this area and I thank you. But Lord, I cry that in this area, may your glory be represented in my life. Please lift your voice and pray. Please pray.
In my life,
keep praying.
Be glorified,
cry to the Lord.
In my life, be glorified, you get the glory, you get the praise. You take the honor. I just want to say thank you. Lord, you get the glory.
You get the praise.
You take the honor.
Keep
praying. I just want to say thank you. So in my life,
be glorified,
it's in my life.
Be glorified.
Stretch your hands over the prayer requests and let's begin to pray. This is a representation of our pain. It's a representation of our needs. Just cry to the Lord. Christ from the dead, that Lord, every request here before you upon this altar, I ask my God and my King, the one who heareth them that call upon you, arise in your majesty and turn these requests into testimonies. It is unto you that answers prayer that we have come. And Lord, in the name that is above all names, we provoke your integrity over these issues. Lord, there are issues here that only God can solve. Some of the issues represented here are life and death issues.
We will search for you and we will find you. We will find you with all our hearts. We will lift our hands to you in worship, and we will worship with all my heart. Lord, I will search for you and I will find you. I will find you with all my heart. And I will lift my voice to you in worship. I will worship. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
I speak over this request in the name of the Lord God of heaven, like he has done it before. May every request here before God be turned now into supernatural testimonies. May God turn every situation here to supernatural testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just give me 2-3 minutes and we're done. I want to speak over your life now.
When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands,
above all names, I decree and declare over your life, let a new dimension of testimonies come upon you in like a mighty rushing wind, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare everything that represents shame and reproach in your life, I cry to the God of heaven to roll it away like smoke before the wind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every man of God represented here, fresh fire upon your altar, fresh fire upon your altar, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every issue of concern in your career, in your business, and in your life, I send the word of God like a messenger to reproduce the Garden of Eden over your issue, in the name of Jesus Christ. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. I declare, whoever must be at peace with you to rise. I command peace to happen between you. Master, we have toiled all night. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. I want to prophesy to you, where you failed before, go back again with an anointing. Go back with the grace that makes men succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord visited Sarah, and she called the name of her son Isaac. He said, all those who hear about this will laugh with me. I introduce you to a new season of laughter. 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 Turn again our captivities like the streams of the Negev. I pray for you, it will be like a dream of the night, the way God will turn your life around. Anyone here under the plague of death, any family represented here that the devil has vowed that they will not see the end of the year together in joy, I decree, oh death, where is thy sting? And oh grave, where is thy victory? I command death to pass from over you in the name of Jesus. He said, let the people praise me, and then the earth shall yield. Every ground can yield. I command your ground to produce for you. Daniel chapter 2, and when you read from verse 28 downwards, it said, but there is a God that revealeth secrets. I pray for you, the secret, the mystery that you need to hold on to in this season that will shift you to a new level, the kingdom truth, the revelation of the spirit, because the light shines in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. The truth you need to lay your hands upon, may my God open your eyes to see it. And the Bible says that you shall be called, all nations shall call you blessed, and you shall be called a delightsome land. Is called Beulah and Hephzibah, a land that is desirable. And Isaac looked at his sons and said, the smell of my son is like the field that the Lord has blessed. I decree and declare, may the fragrance of heaven that calls for favor to men, may it come upon your life now in the name of Jesus Christ. It says, thou causest men to ride over our heads. We walk through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. I decree and declare, help even in the area of finances, may it arise for you. I say it again, help even in the area of finances, may it arise for you. Finally, I pray for every family represented here, and that includes those connecting with us online. It doesn't matter what part of the world you are following from. In the name that is above all names, the Lord has made a declaration that this is our year of signs. A sign and a wonder is a miracle with a message on it. Therefore, I decree and declare, may your life from tonight become an epistle of signs and wonders. I say it again, may your life from tonight become an epistle of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Peradventure, you are here in this place tonight. Everyone, please listen. Please, no moving around. Let's honor the name of the Lord. You are here. You have seen what the Lord has done. You've heard me teach. And the Holy Spirit began to convict you, to tell you that the time had come for you to make Jesus Lord of your life and to take him seriously. I want to give you that opportunity right now. There are people here saying, Apostle, I've heard about God. I've been around the things of God. I've been around church. I have a Christian name. My father may even be a man of God. My mother is an intercessor. But I declare my need for God tonight. And then there are others here who are saying, Apostle, I have given my life to Christ, but at one point or the other, I just found my life going haywire, and I'm saying I need Jesus. If you belong to any of these categories, I'd like you to make a bold step. Overflow 1, overflow 2, the main auditorium, you can walk and come out here, and then overflow 3, you can go in front of your projector stand. If you are there, please make your way quickly. Let's honor them as they come. The Holy Spirit is convicting someone. Don't wait for someone to come. Be the first. God bless you. Koinonia, you are appreciating them. In the name of Jesus Christ, there has to be someone making a decision for Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Keep clapping as they come. Win that war tonight. Win that war. God bless you as you come. It says, he that cometh to him, he will in no wise cast away. Make your way. Make your way to this front. God bless you. Keep coming. We have 1 minute for you. If you're coming from outside, please double up your steps very quickly. Very quickly. Say, call for total surrender. Lord, you gave me your life. I'm giving you mine right now. Are there people still coming? Make your way very quickly. Apostle, I'm not sure if I'm born again or not. I've been around the things of God, but I'm not exactly sure. Join them. Join them quickly. When the Titanic sank, there were only two names. Those who were lost and those who were saved. No in-betweens. Make your way quickly. Hallelujah. I salute every one of you. If you are joining them, please join them very quickly. Overflow 3, you can move to the front of your projector. Those online giving their hearts to Jesus, just follow and pray along with us by faith in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to lift your right hand sincerely. You are not reciting a poem. You are speaking to the Lord. And he's here listening to you. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it again. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you shed your blood for me. I believe that you were raised up for my justification. Tonight, I hand over my life to you and I receive your life in return. I declare that the power of sin, the power of the flesh, the power of Satan is broken over my life. I declare that I'm a child of God. I am saved. The grace to walk in victory, to walk in liberty is mine now. In Jesus' name. Keep your hands lifted. Jesus, I present to you the ones you died for. We thank you for bringing these ones out. No man can come to the Father except you draw them. Lord Jesus, I pray that the grace that keeps men in this kingdom, let it be supplied to your people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare over your life and I decree that you are going forward ever and backward never. In the name of Jesus Christ, every challenge you came here with as a result of this new life, let new victories come for you. In Jesus' name I pray. A big congratulations to you. Thank you so much. Now, I want you to follow someone waving his hands. There's a gentleman waving his hands there. Can I see who is waving his hands now? Please, very quickly, I'd like you to follow him. All of you in concert, just follow the gentleman. There'll be a group of people to just meet with you very quickly and very briefly. Let's honor them. Hallelujah.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to mixler.com/koinonia-radio.
And download the teachings on koinoniasermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate.